Matthew chapter 7, we're going to read from verse 7 all the way through verse 27. This is the reading of God's Word. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you, who when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, not figs from thistles are they. So every good tree bears good fruit, but bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the flood came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the flood came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing your word. And Father, as we hear your word, as you have promised to us through the word, let our faith grow and grow. And with that growing faith, let us witness Jesus Christ in whatever we do. Oh Father, we pray that through your word, let us meet your Son and have fellowship with him as we worship him. And Father, we pray that your word will be preached correctly. The gospel of your kingdom will be proclaimed. And that you will receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we come to the last section of the Sermon on the Mount, verses 7 through 27. And as we have said before, after Sermon on the Mount, We're going to go to the book of Revelation. Here, generally, we are able to divide this section into five subsections. The first section, chapter 7, verse 7 through 12, ask, seek, and knock. We are called to pray diligently with boldness. And verses 13 and 14, narrow gate and narrow way. And verses 15 through 20, beware of the false prophets. You will know them by their fruits. And verses 21 through 23, not everyone who says to Jesus, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but he who does the will of the Father who is in heaven. And the last section, 24 through 27, a wise man and a foolish man, the house built on the sand and the house built on the rock. Today, let us look at the whole section and understand what connects all these subsections together. And then let us look at verses 7 through 12. And the next Lord's Day, then, let us start looking at verse 13. Let me remind you that the Sermon on the Mount is the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the King of heaven, he proclaims the coming of heaven, the kingdom of God. He proclaims the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. He let us know that the kingdom of God has begun, and our Lord himself witnesses the reality of that kingdom. Through the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus Christ paints for us a true portrait of the true citizens of the kingdom of heaven. They are poor in spirit. They mourn for their sins. They are the gentle. They hunger and thirst for righteousness. They are the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers. They are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Their reward is in heaven is great. They are the salt and the light of the world. They fulfill the law in Jesus Christ by loving one another. And they pray. And they do not store up for themselves treasures on earth, but they store up their treasures in heaven. They have a single focus, and with that single focus, they focus on the reality of heaven. They have God and God alone as their master. And they seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. They seek Jesus Christ, who has accomplished the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, you and I, we have become this kind of people, the true citizens of heaven. Now God calls us to witness this reality. Who are we in Jesus Christ? What kind of people are we? Or what kind of people did Jesus Christ made us to be? What do we really believe? And let us think and speak and act according to our faith that we confess. Because of what our Lord has done for us and accomplished for us, we are no longer able to live our lives as if this sinful world is our center and our focus. That is to deny what Christ has accomplished for us. An astonishing and marvelous thing has happened. Our perfect eternal salvation has been completely accomplished. Heaven has begun. Now all the people on earth are divided into two groups. The citizens of heaven and the citizens of this world. And Jesus Christ himself is the division. Two kinds of people. Two kinds of lives. Two kinds of realities. Two kinds of kingdoms. Two kinds of kings. We cannot serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. And that same gospel that he's been preaching, that same gospel of the kingdom of God that he has been proclaiming is proclaimed in our section, beginning verse 7. Two kinds of gates and two kinds of ways. The narrow gate and the narrow way. And the wide gate and wide way. Two kinds of trees. A good tree and a bad tree. Two kinds of fruits. A good fruit and a bad fruit. There are people whom Jesus Christ knows, and there are people who Jesus will declare to them, I never knew you. There are people who do the will of God, and there are people who do their own sinful will. A wise man who builds his house on the rock, and a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The bottom line, are you seeking the kingdom of God, or are you seeking the kingdom of this world? And Jesus Christ himself shows us what kind of life that belongs to the citizens of heaven. You have been invited to live this life of heaven, this glorious life that our Lord has accomplished for you. You have been made the citizens of heaven. And you are called to participate in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, the life that witnesses the reality of heaven, the life in which we become more and more like Jesus Christ, the life that witnesses Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God has come. The new era has begun. We live in an era in which we now ask and seek and knock. We live in an era in which we boldly approach our Father who is in heaven. We now have confidence to approach near our Father who is in heaven. Now, verse 12, in everything therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophet. Do you remember what it says in Matthew 22, verse 37 to 40? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophet. Treat people the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophet. The summary of the law and the prophet is love. It's loving one another. John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Brothers and sisters, now you and I are invited to live a life that fulfills the law and the prophets by loving one another in Jesus Christ. You are invited to live the very life of heaven, the life of imitating our Lord Jesus Christ, the life in which you give yourself to others, the life of the narrow gate and narrow way. But those who does not believe, they are, verse 15, wolves. And some of them actually have an illusion that they know our Lord Jesus Christ. They say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? But they do not do the will of God. They sell the name of Jesus Christ for their own sinful desire. But you and I, we are called to build our houses on the rock. We are called to walk through the narrow gate and narrow way. And because we build our houses on the rock, we endure till the end. Ultimately, we will not fall. Even when the rain comes and the floods come and winds blew and slammed against our houses, we will not fall. But the foolish men will build their houses on the sand. They will build on this world. And verse 27b says, and great was its fall. But the heavenly life is the very life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that heavenly life witnesses Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the one who asked and sought and knocked. The prayer was his breath. Jesus Christ is the gate. He is the way and life and truth. Jesus is the narrow gate and the narrow way. Jesus, unlike those false prophets, he is the good shepherd. For his lambs, he gave his life. The complete opposite of those false shepherds that we read about later. Jesus Christ is the rock on which we must build. Jesus himself is the house. Verse 22a says, many will say to me on that day, what day are we talking about? The judgment day. And who is the judge on that day? Our Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who did the will of God, will of God the Father who is in heaven. Yes, Jesus is proclaiming the gospel of his kingdom. He is showing you what the life that belongs to heaven looks like, but that is his own very life. But even as he preaches the gospel of the kingdom of God, he is preaching himself. It's all about our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep that in mind as we go through this last section of the Sermon on the Mount. Verses 7 and 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. Brothers and sisters, understand what kind of salvation has come upon us in Jesus Christ. We are able to approach near to God with boldness. Why? Because God is now our Father who is in heaven. And here, once again, our Lord reminds that to us. Verses 9 through 11. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? The evil fathers of this world know how to give good gifts to their children. How much more will your Father who is in heaven? That's the argument. Amazing grace, amazing salvation. God, through the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, saved sinners like you and me and made us the citizens of his kingdom and made us his sons and caused us to forsake this world more and more and causes us to seek his kingdom and his righteousness and whatever we seek in that manner, he gives all to us. John chapter 14, verse 13 through 14. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do. That will I do. So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Go to John 16. John 16, verse 23. In that day you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. But if you go down to verse 26, this is what we find. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will request of the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father. Did you hear that? In that day when we ask in Jesus' name, Jesus says, I do not say to you that I will request of the Father on your behalf. Why? Because we are sons of God also. For the Father himself loves you. He will listen to you. He will hear your prayers. We are called to participate in the sonship of our Lord Jesus Christ. You and I have become the sons of God. And our Father loves us as his sons. He gives all to us. Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Let us go to 1 John chapter 5. First John chapter 5 verse 14. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. We have confidence. When we pray according to his will, and how do we know his will? Well, you have to study the Bible. God has revealed his will to you through the word. And if we pray anything according to his will, we have confidence that he will hear, but we also have confidence that whatever we ask, we already have it. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. And knock, and it will be opened to you. This is the promise from God. But here, ask anything according to his will. In Jesus' name, if you pray in my name, all the things that our Lord himself would be able to say amen, if you request those things, you already have it. God will not withhold anything from you. The new era has indeed begun. Understand what kind of salvation has come upon you. What are we? What are you and what am I that we ask and God will give? When we seek, that he will cause us to find it. And whenever we knock, it will be open to us. Amazing grace. Doesn't this give you joy in your heart? That God is ready to hear you. And God is ready to give you everything that you ask. How much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? See, he gives you what is good. Let's go to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Verse 9. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For anyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he is asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This, what is good? In Luke chapter 11, it is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit brings all the benefits of heaven. He brings heaven itself to you. You have everything that heaven can offer. Do you remember the verse, chapter 5, verse 12a? Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. Reward is great, it says. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Beyond all that we ask or think. Amazing grace. This is the relationship we have with our Father. We ask, He will give. We seek, He will cause us to find it. When we knock, He will open. This is the what kind of relationship that we have with our Father who is in heaven. Are you sad just because you do not have much things of this world? Because when you hear this kind of verse, ask, then it will be given to you. And you scratch your head and go, that is not my experience. Do you understand the gospel of the kingdom of God that Jesus Christ proclaims to you? Because if you're sad because you feel you don't have much of this world, then you do not understand what you already have received in Jesus Christ. Because once you do understand, that sadness cannot be there. God will give us what is good for us. And trust Him. That's why He said to you before, do not worry about what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear. But seek His kingdom and His righteousness. Ask. He will give you. Ask, seek, and knock. There's progression, right? Pray diligently. Pray hard. Christians, pray. And we have already dealt with the topic of prayer, so I will stop there. Well, let's look at the verse 12. As summary of what we're saying here. Verse 12 describes this heavenly life perfectly. Verse 12 is description of the true Christian or true citizen of heaven. In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophet. In this one verse, we see the whole life of our Lord Jesus Christ. He treated us the same way that he wanted or wants us to treat him. He loved us the same way that he wants us to love him. And brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, you are now invited to that life. We ask and seek and knock and we desire to receive. Give to others the same way you desire to receive. All the heavenly blessings that you ask and desire to receive, you pray for others of the same thing. Give to them. Give to others the same way you desire to receive. We give and we open for others when they ask, seek and knock to us. Just as we want to be near to God, we allow others to be near to us. We are to give ourselves for others just as Jesus has given himself to us. This is the life that Christ is calling us to live. Brothers and sisters, this is not the description of other people. This is you. And that is the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is telling you, this is you. I made you to be this kind of people. Description of your life. And there will be a day when what we ask is perfectly and completely and visibly given to us. When what we seek is perfectly and completely and visibly found. When what we knock is perfectly and completely and visibly open to us. There will be a day. The life of heaven will be perfectly consummated in us. But remember, it is already accomplished spiritually. It is already given to you. You already found it. It is already opened to you. Enjoy and be glad. You found it. You have it. And it's wide open for you. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, your Father who is in heaven, he loves you. Ask and have confidence that it is already given to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in Jesus Christ, new era has begun. That sinners like us are now able to boldly approach you and ask and seek and knock. And you will hear us. That you will give to us. And you will cause us to find it. And you will open for us. We thank you for this confidence that whenever we ask according to your will, you will hear us and we already have what we ask for in Jesus Christ. You're so ready to give. You have given your Son, Jesus Christ, to us. And there's nothing you will withhold from us. Let us understand what kind of salvation we have in Jesus. What kind of relationship that we have with you in Jesus Christ. Let us be glad. Be very happy. For you love us. We thank you, God, and we pray all this in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.